You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. It's Thursday, November 20th. And John, we're talking about debt, big debt, little debt, more importantly, how you get rid of debt.
Ray from Northbridge. With so much pressure from advertisement and everybody else, everybody wants to have the nicest things and stuff. Don't live above your means. Simple and plain. Don't put things on credit if you can't afford it. That's it.
Just say no.
Just say no.
Just say no.
What do you do to stay out of debt or to lower your debt? Are you just saying no? Are you pinching pennies? What are you doing? We want to hear about it. 8778-MY-TAKE or MyTAKE at thetakeaway.org.
Well, there are leading indicators and lagging indicators in the economy, and the advertising business is both an industry and a glimpse of the zeitgeist of America. Advertisers write the slogans of American culture, maybe even more in this country than in other places around the world. And when the economy starts to change, the advertisements start to change in both the frequency, people actually advertising on the air, paying for advertisements, and also the style of those ads change. And to talk about that and what it means for sort of American culture and people tracking the economy, Cindy Gallup, who's an advertising consultant and former chairman of BBH. She's here in the studio with us. Cindy, thanks so much for coming in.
A pleasure.
You know, this is a fascinating subject because advertising changes in two ways. I mean, you've got the auto industry tanking, and they're not advertising as much on television all of a sudden. You also have the style of ads, the focus of ads for, say, retailers changing to focus on discounts and deals. What is your view of the changes that are afoot now that it's pretty clear we're headed into a recession?
Well, I think the first thing you see in a recession, particularly one that is looking as bad as this one, is an immediate, if you like, knee-jerk reaction by many advertisers who, first of all, as you say, often slash their budgets and, secondly, go to a style of advertising that tends to focus very much on discounts and financing rates, et cetera, et cetera. And to be frank, that is not really the way to perpetuate consumer loyalty and to market your brand through a recession.
Well, let's see if this is an example of that. Here's an ad, I believe, from the UK back in 1992 for McDonald's, which was in recession. And here is how McDonald's responded to that in the UK.
This is a Big Mac, Coke, and fries. A good square meal. But look at it this way, and it's a good square deal. Just one of the many McDonald's value meal combos, which mean good food and plenty of it, good quality and good value.
So does that ad work in the short term, or, you know, is it tried and true? It certainly seems like a departure from the sort of lifestyle ads you often see at McDonald's.
Sure. I think in the case of McDonald's, you have a brand that has advertised very consistently over a very long period of time and has embedded itself into consumers' lifestyles in a way that means that when they deliver a value message within a recession like this, there will be openness to it, particularly because what people are looking for from McDonald's is something that represents a relatively small expenditure within the context of their lives. Something like the Saved by Zero commercial by Toyota that is irritating a lot of the blogosphere at the moment is more of a demonstration of a very immediate response that isn't necessarily the most productive way to go.
What do you make of the employee pricing strategies that the car companies are using, advertising that they say, we're going to give you the same deal that we give our employees? Does that have any sort of resonance?
Well, to be frank, I think that reflects a bigger point about all advertisers who go to this sort of knee-jerk, low-rate reaction, which is actually the thing that you don't have to tell consumers at the moment is that you need to save money. That's a given. And the more advertisers do that, the more they perpetuate fear and panic that is already permeating the consumer consciousness. I believe there are more productive ways to advertise in a recession.
And Cindy, I just want to add that you've worked through two United Kingdom recessions, a U.S. recession, and a dot-com bubble. And so what are those more productive ways that you think advertisers can deal with the current economic market? And does it really depend on how well-known your brand is?
No, not at all. I think the first thing you absolutely have to demonstrate is a genuine understanding and empathy with the consumer in a situation like this. The brands that take the trouble to really understand how people are re-examining their values and what is important to them at this point, and to then reflect that in the way that their brands can deliver accordingly, are the ones who will make it through.
Well, is that, let's try to get an example of that then. I mean, would an example of that be, say, join the Pepsi generation, where you're creating something that didn't exist before and it sounds really, really hopeful. I mean, are people going to receive a message like that now, or is it something different?
Well, it's interesting you bring up Pepsi, because certainly Pepsi and Coke both managed themselves very well through the last recession, although both of them are looking at quite difficult sales figures now. And I think the reason for that is more that, again, those are brands that have delivered value in the broader sense over a long period of time and also represent a relatively small level of purchase. So they've managed very well. An example I would highlight is a brand that I was overseeing here in the last recession, which is Johnnie Walker. Diageo, the company responsible for many of the world's best-known alcohol brands, have again marketed very consistently over time. And our message with Johnnie Walker of keep walking represented a spirit and values, if you like, that actually meant the brand held up very well through the last recession.
Speaking of new brands, what do you make of the Barack Obama brand at this point? And from an advertising perspective, how's this brand going to do during the recession?
Well, that's interesting, because the Barack Obama brand at the moment could not be higher in value in the holistic sense. And I think the thing there is really now all about delivering against expectations. And that's the critical thing through a recession, where people believe that Obama represents everything possible about hope and salvation. And the question is, can the product behind the brand actually deliver that?
So for once, it's out of the advertiser's hands in this case. Cindy Gallup, thanks so much for joining us. Advertising consultant and former chairman of BBH, talking about the impact on the recession on advertisers, their messages, and their strategies. And now, headlines from Mark Garrison.
Thank you. It's 28 minutes after the hour.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.